From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 11th, 2017. That's the tune of Ducks on the Pond, attributed to the late Henry Reed, a traditional musician who lived in Giles County, Virginia, and performed here by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg. The music sets the stage for this week's mystery sound from a familiar duck on Virginia's wintertime ponds and other waters. Have a listen for about 10 seconds and see if you can guess what's making this descending series of quacks. And here's a hint. The color of money will help you wing this deal. If you guessed a green-winged teal, you're right. The green-winged teal is one of two teal species found in Virginia. The other is the blue-winged. According to the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, the green-winged is a common coastal Virginia winter resident and an occasional breeding season resident, while the blue-winged sometimes breeds along Virginia's coast, but is more commonly seen during migration. Both these teal are found on ponds, lakes, wetlands, and estuaries, including the Chesapeake Bay. The names green-winged and blue-winged refer to the colored, iridescent feathers of the bird's speculum, a rectangular area on their wing's trailing edge, more noticeable when the birds are flying. Of the blue-winged teal, John James Audubon in the 1800s wrote that, "When flying in flocks in clear, sunny weather, the blue of their wings glistens like polished steel." A distinctively colored speculum is characteristic of the subfamily of waterfowl that includes teal along with mallards, the wood duck, and several other familiar species. Teal and related ducks are known as surface feeders, or dabblers, because of their habit of tipping up their tail and stretching their necks underwater, but not diving, to feed on vegetation or small animals. The green-winged teal is the smallest dabbler in North America, but what it lacks in size, it makes up for in motion. Again, quoting Audubon, "On land, the green-winged moves with ease and grace. It can run at a good rate without entangling its webbed feet. On the water also, it moves with great ease, and on wing, it has no rivals among ducks." Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use this week's sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. Thanks also to Timothy Seaman for this week's music. And we close with a few more seconds of Ducks on the Pond. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.